There he'd stand every Saturday afternoon, rain pouring down that well-worn face, with a cigarette in his mouth, part of a tiny noisy crowd. He'd watch his sons play the game he loved. He would tell us lots of stories of heroes and glories, and the pride of the Wembley Wizards and Busby Babes. His enthusiasm was infectious. He bought us football boots for Christmas. Our dad was a Scotsman and a plumber by trade. I remember one time being three down at halftime. So we looked to Dad for a plan to turn the tide. He said, son, we're not here to have fun. That winger's trying to ouch be a mug. Tackle him hard and leave him face down in the mud. On a touchline, on a touchline, our dad. A sturdy man of Caledonian principles. And of course, we all believed him to be invincible. A father with a heart of a lion. But as time went by, those old legs grew tired. So we braced ourselves for the inevitable. One sunny afternoon, the final whistle blew. My two brothers and I took him to his grave. As a lone piper played that beautiful, amazing grace, our touchline dad had died. Now the funeral was a sad but humorous affair. Our dear old mom, God bless her, suffered memory loss. She said to my sister, where on earth is your father? Sister Mary said, Mommy's up the front there in that box. On the touchline, our dad. On the touchline, our dad. Now it's my turn to stand on the side in the rain and watch my boys play the beautiful game. And sometimes, sometimes, I look up to the clouds and I say, Dad, I hope you're looking down. 'Cause if it wasn't for you, all this might not have been. On the touchline, our dad. On the touchline.